This is the Redis Stars podcast, where we talk with community members on what's new and what they're doing with Redis. Welcome to the Redis Stars podcast. My name is Drew Krieger, and with me, I'm joined by my co-host, Ajit Raina. And today, our guest is Chinmay Kulkarni, director of Highbrow Labs. Thanks, Chinmay, for being with us today. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Drew, Ajit. First of all, thanks a lot for having me over here. I'm a solutions architect by profession, but donning several hats as I manage my bootstrap company and other things that come along with it.
That's great. Yeah. You know, I guess the question that we've been asking everybody since we're in this COVID situation, and what are some things that you've been doing at home to make your life a little more interesting? And is it reading a lot more? Is it communicating with people outside, you know, on Zoom and other things like that? What are you doing to kind of pass the time and kind of keep life interesting during this COVID?
Okay. My daily schedule had a long commute and did not allow me much time to read, which is my big passion. So due to COVID, I'm at home. I'm spending time reading lots of books and discussing with my friends.
What books are you currently reading?
So I'm currently reading Homo Deus by Yuval Noah Harari. He has a very interesting thought about how mankind would evolve and how mankind would have godly capabilities. I'm really liking the book.
That's awesome. That's actually a book that's on my list. And currently I'm reading Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey, which is an actor here in the States. So that's really awesome. You know, could tell us a little bit about Highbrow Labs and kind of what you do there.
Yeah, sure. So Highbrow Labs is a digital agency based out of Pune. It started out as a result of me hustling during my college and pre-college years in my 10th, 11th grade, doing freelancing projects. I really liked serverless technologies. I kept dabbling in it. Then I got asked by companies to work for them. I took up those projects and it has been growing like that. We focus on partnering with companies looking to scale their digital initiatives. We focus on bringing cutting-edge technologies. Redis is one of those, which would augment their business.
That's really awesome. That's really cool that you built that and kind of seeing where it is today. That's awesome.
Thanks, Chinmay. Thanks for sharing about Highbrow Labs. You have been quite active in Pune developer community in the past and have been very busy delivering talks around Redis. Can you tell us what motivates you in sharing this knowledge?
Yeah. So I started like self-learning code during my 10th grade and there was not a lot of community atmosphere here in Pune. So that was my motivation to it. I became an active contributor when Pune developers community started in 2016. I joined with Suyog and we have been continuously working on it, delivering 2-3 sessions every month. And it has grown to 13,000 members in Pune. And we are also taking meetups outside Pune in Maharashtra over the country. We are one of the largest tech community in India. Our vision is to promote open source technologies and build awareness around it.
No, that's impressive because I have been involved with community for a long time and I do see that PDC is one community which is quite active. There are like tons of YouTube videos, you know, I have been going through it. So one question which I am really keen to ask is, when did you get to know about Redis for the first time?
Okay, so that was roughly around 4.5 years back. It was like very heavy app and it was gaining a lot of traction. We used Redis for session management and we saved the cached response of the page in Redis. So the responses were very fast and that was like the starting point. It became our staple ingredient when we bootstrapped any project for our client. 2 years back, we had a use case wherein we had to show a leaderboard, which was real time and which would have a lot of traffic and the rank would keep changing continuously. So there we wanted a very efficient solution. We really liked the Redis data structures. We used sorted set to quickly and build an efficient leaderboard. Since then, we always find ways to incorporate Redis and Lua scripts to make our solutions faster and better.
Yeah, thanks, Chinmay. Yeah, definitely Lua script is something which is really powerful. And you talked about the caching solution for sure. But, you know, the last week I was going through one of the blog posts which you worked with Doug around serverless development with AWS Lambda and Redis Enterprise Cloud. I really found it really interesting. For anyone who hasn't read the blog, can you just brief about what was the whole idea and why you guys collaborated to come up with such kind of a blog?
Sure. So it was around June. We had a conversation with, I and Tug had a conversation and we wanted to explore how can Redis be used with serverless stack. That was the main idea. So we explored a lot of solutions, a lot of ideas. Then we came up with this movie search application. So the application that we built allows you to search all the movies that we have in our database. It leverages Redis search module and it is hosted in Redis Enterprise Cloud and uses AWS Lambda for compute. So what we liked was the solution was very scalable. The benchmarks showed that. And thanks to both Redis Cloud, which is very scalable in terms of hosting provided for Redis, and the Redis search module, which was newly introduced in it, and AWS Lambda, for which scales the compute. So the user is able to search, filter, and it shows all the capabilities of the Redis search module.
Okay. So just to brief to the listener, so Redis search, we know that Redis search 2.0 release has happened, which comes with, again, a very enhanced capabilities. And I think this was a great way. The movie database, which you showcased with Doug, was a really great way to show the power of Redis. But I am keen to understand which are the other modules which you have used in the past and what kind of use cases have you leveraged it for?
Okay. So all the modules cater to very unique use case. It's very difficult to say like I love this module over this. But just to go utility-wise, Redis search gives the most utility of them all. Like you would always have some data in your Redis. And Redis search takes that data and makes it searchable. You can query that data and have optimized data output from your Redis database. So Redis search is like really awesome module that we have. I am a big proponent of the serverless stack. I find Redis Gears, which is one of a very cool idea that is there. Redis Gears allows a user to run a Python script. So you can imagine, like, you can do immense amount of awesome things using Redis Gears. We at Hybrolabs are using like Redis Gears and Redis JSON together to cache SQL queries and keep them in sync with the MySQL database.
That's really nice. Okay, so said that, do you have any plan to write any module in the near future?
Yes, so I really liked the Redis Gears idea and wanted to take that a step further. Why not have a very intelligent caching solution which integrates deeply with lots of data sources like, say, S3, let's say MySQL, Postgres, any database out there. And then it would act as a single proxy point to query all these data sources. If the query is slow, it would automatically cache if needed. And if writes happen to that data source, it would basically invalidate the cache. So this way you always get the fresh data and it is always optimized for caching. In future, this is like the first step I want to take. The second step I want to take is like, maybe we could leverage Redis AI and make a predictive guess on what should be cached. So let's say we have 14, 15 queries hitting our database, SQL database for data when a user logs in. So if we have this AI enabled caching, we can predict once the first query comes and we can automatically cache the other queries before they are executed.
That's really interesting. And just to add for our listener, so Redis AI is basically an AI serving engine for real-time application. So I have been working in one of the projects called as Pico project, where we do a kind of an object detection and analytics. And Redis AI basically allows you to run your inference engine where your data lives. So which means it will decrease your latency and increase the simplicity. So it's great to see, and we look forward to your module. Definitely, there is a lot of room of collaboration, which we can go ahead and, you know, work together.
Ajit, I really liked your use case, and I have seen a lot of interesting use case coming up with Redis Gears, which is the edge stack for edge video detection. I really liked that, having Raspberry Pi, putting Redis in it, and having Redis Gears orchestrate the whole pipeline of data, like object detection. I really like these ideas. Redis modules really open a lot of avenues on how you can use Redis and make Redis your own integral part of whole architecture.
Yeah, there is a lot of room of, you know, to our listeners, right, who are quite new, we have a Redis Edge, which is basically a combination of Redis Gears, AI streams. With that, you can go ahead and build a kind of an object detection and analytics. Yeah, definitely, there is a lot of excitement. And just to let you know that we do have a Redis AI today, which runs on the edge devices, which Chinmay was referring to. You know, you can run Redis AI on Raspberry Pi too.
Yeah, that's really cool. Chinmay, as you were talking about, you know, your steps with, you know, building with the modules and things of that sort, is there a feature that you'd love to see in Redis or in a module? Or
so my wish for Redis was having multi-threading support. Redis 6.0 largely fulfills this part. And that's pretty much what I expected from the open source part. As on the hosting front, I am looking forward to a lot of great things coming out. One thing I wish for is a modules marketplace. Suppose, let's say I make a module, it would be really great if all the users of Redis Labs could benefit from it. If we could allow Redis modules marketplace, and wherein users can contribute their Redis modules and other users can use it, it would be really awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I would just say, hold tight. Right, Ajit? We might be having something in the pipeline, right?
Yeah. So it is just in a pipeline, but at this point of time, there is nothing to share in the public.
Yeah. Thank you for your feedback on some features that you'd like. I know earlier that we had a conversation this morning, and it's great to know that you're an author of a book on Redis. Can you share what kind of book it is and how it's going to benefit this community of Redis?
Yeah, sure. So, Drew, when I started out, there was, apart from the documentation, there was not a lot of literature on Redis. So my wish was like, I can contribute here. I can write some stuff on this. That came true with BPB, and we are writing a book to get started with Redis, on getting started with Redis. I'm writing this with Suyo, who is co-authoring with me. And it basically covers Redis from the standpoint of a beginner. It tells you why Redis came up into being, what is the history behind all the NoSQL revolution that is happening. Then it talks about the authors who are behind the Redis, their motivations and their inspirations. Then we dive deep into the Redis data types, the use cases that can be fulfilled using each data type. We give example implementation of the use cases. Then same, we find the most used use cases. We have programming examples on those use cases. Then we show you how to write your own module. We write a small calculator module in the book. Then we talk about different use cases that can be resolved using the new modules that have come up. We talk about Redis JSON, Redis AI, Redis Gears, and all the modules. So The plan is to give a introductory guide to the user in starting out with Redis. At the end, we give a useful set of a toolkit that you would need while developing with Redis and necessary links that could be your cheat sheet when you are using Redis.
That's awesome. And, you know, to the listeners, is this book out? And if so, where can they find this book?
So we plan to have this book published in a couple of weeks. We have already have this book written down and it is in the final stages of publishing. So as the podcast gets released, maybe the book would be out.
Yeah, that'd be great. To the listeners, don't worry. It'll be in the show notes with the link to the book. So thank you so much, Chinmay, for that. I'm excited to get my hands on that and to read it. And, you know, this is the last question as we wrap up. And this is something that we're asking everybody. As a developer, what tools do you enjoy using in your day-to-day as you build and learn more in Redis or, you know, beyond even Redis?
Okay. So I use VS Code as my main text editor. I really like the UI, the simplicity it provides. We are heavily focused on cloud and we are a cloud-first company. So our editor is also on cloud. We use Code Server for doing all our coding. It's all in a remote server wherein we can quickly install, rebuild the whole server and do a lot of hacking when we need. We can boost memory into 20 gigs if we need while coding. That's what I'm using to code. The programming languages that I dabble in are Python and Node.js. I am also liking the micro frontends architecture that is being talked about. Though I am not a frontend guy, I really like this idea and I am exploring it a lot. Apart from that, while writing the Redis module we talked about, I had to learn Rust. It was a fun, to be honest. But yeah, that's what I am doing on the code side.
That's awesome. That's great to understand what other developers and people in this space are doing with these developer tools. So awesome. Thank you so much, Chinmay, for joining us today. And Ajit, is there any other lasting questions you have for Chinmay or any comments?
No, I think it's great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chinmay, for joining us.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks, Ajit, for having me here and have a nice day.
You do too. Thank you. Well, there you have it. Another season 2 episode. Again, I'm Drew Krieger. And thank you to my co-host, Ajit Raina. And to our guest, Chinmay, for sharing his Redis experience. To listeners, don't worry about finding topics or links. We'll share all the links in the show notes. Lastly, stay tuned each month for more Season 2 episodes, where we continue to talk with community members about what's new and what they're doing with Redis.